We're just a few days away from the start of the 2017 legislative session, and House Speaker Tim Armstead says while the budget is likely the most important issue facing lawmakers, he doesn't want to lose sight of other legislative goals. Those include proposals to expand broadband internet access and combat the state's substance abuse epidemic. Still, it's the budget that will dominate the conversation at the State House this session, and Speaker Armstead has some specific ideas about how to balance it. As lawmakers return to the Capitol next week, they'll once again be tasked with closing a budget gap that's hundreds of millions of dollars wide. Last year, that gap totaled more than $400 million, and this year, that number could climb as high as $600 million.
We cannot continue to simply carve off little parts of the budget and say we can't touch those.
That's House Speaker Tim Armstead. Over the past few years, lawmakers and the state's previous governor, Earl Ray Tomlin, have cut the budget across the board. Everybody took the same cut. Well, almost everybody. For the most part, education and some of the health and social service programs in the Department of Health and Human Resources have been exempt from those cuts. But Armstead says that's likely to change in the 2018 budget.
You know, I know when we're talking about a roughly $4 billion general revenue budget, you cannot make the cuts that are going to be necessary if you carve off DHHR and education. You can't do it.
Those education cuts, they could be pretty controversial. Armstead says he supports reducing the amount of state money that's sent to county school systems, but in return, he'd like to see the passage of legislation that gives county superintendents and boards of education more control over how those dollars are spent.
There is some flexibility we can provide, and the counties, if superintendents have that flexibility, I think they can live with less in the school systems without causing harm to our education system.
Armstead says Governor Jim Justice's newly appointed DHHR Secretary, Bill Crouch, is also looking for cost-saving measures and likely places to make even deeper cuts. Still, many state agency heads testified before legislative finance committees last year that deeper cuts would mean letting some state workers go. Armstead says he's ready for that harsh reality.
You know, anyone who tells you, oh, we can do this without pain is not telling you the truth.
In addition to cuts, Armstead says lawmakers will consider broadening the state's sales tax, which he says means getting rid of exemptions in the tax code. That change could make services performed by attorneys or accountants and other things subject to the tax. Over in the Senate, President Mitch Carmichael has created a tax reform committee to closely study such changes from the start of the session. Lawmakers will receive Governor Justice's budget proposal Wednesday, February 8th, following his first State of the State address. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.